Hello, everyone, and welcome to Read This Podcast Before You Die. Which
really?
Is?
Read This Podcast Before You Die.
And it stays.
No!
One take.
That's it.
One take, James.
One take. Sleep deprived, slightly hungover.
Bring
James.
This woman brownie.
All right, let's try that again. To read this comic before you die, which is a very dramatic name for a podcast, but I can assure you we're all quite nice about it. This is the podcast. Well, getting on our nerdy high horse, but this is the podcast where we're going to recommend you comic books that you should definitely have on your shelf. We know better than anyone just how many comic books are out there right now. It seems like new runs, new issues. Just there is a cavalcade?
That sounds close. Yeah,
sounds I'll go close. For
that. Dropping bombs, making up new words.
Dropping C-bombs.
Quite literally.
There are so many comic books released, and also you kind of want to be able to say to your friends that you have read the greats that always get mentioned in nerdy conversations. So we are here to help recommend you the greatest comic books that you definitely should be reading. I am Lucy James, joined by...
Oh, hey, it's me, Neil Gortz.
Hey, it's me, Stu Tyler.
Hey, do you know what's really appropriate about the titling of Read This Comic Before You Die?
God. Because we're all shuffling off this mortal coil.
I mean, we're all dying.
I'm kind of just bemused by how you tailed off into a Christopher Walken kind of
impression. I was going to try and go for Axl Rose, but I've got a sore throat.
Welcome
to the podcast. You're going to die. No, but it is appropriate because this episode, I was going to say this week's episode, but this episode is all to do with death. Namely, Judge Death, or rather, the Death Judges, because there's more than just Judge Death.
Death Judges?
Yeah.
Are they like the sort of like older, sort of slightly need hearing aids?
Oh.
You mean the Dark Judges, right?
Is it the Dark Judges?
Yeah. You've read
Comic
this
Expert.
You've read
I skimmed
well.
It. I skimmed
Fired.
It.
Fired.
Fired from the podcast.
Beep. Amazing. So, yes, welcome. We are going to do a Judge Dredd one, which you were saying about
You've
how it's really...
You've been angling for since the beginning.
I have been angling for this one. So you were saying about how it's really difficult to kind of, you know, wade through all the comics that are out there.
I feel like when people start to get into comics, especially, they go, ooh, okay, I'll read Watchmen.
Yeah.
I'll read The Killing Joke, The Dark Knight Returns, and...
Notably, they haven't featured yet in this podcast for those reasons.
Yeah.
It's kind of taken that you guys have probably read that. I think we should
hit those at some point.
Yeah. Lucy and I think you agree, we refuse to cover Watchmen unless we can do it drunk, because there's too much.
There's so much of Watchmen. And also, going to come out and have it on record, the film is good. And the change to the monster was good.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Were you expecting a confrontation?
No, it is surprising when you say that. Sometimes people are like, oh no, but you've gone against Alan Moore's original vision.
Who let all these comic nerds in here?
Seriously, I've had that conversation with people. I'm like, what, you think a big vagina monster is more plausible than tricking Dr. Manhattan into doing your dirty work for you? Anyway, we're not talking about Watchmen.
Also, if you haven't read Watchmen, we do apologise. Spoiler warning.
Big vagina monster.
To be honest, even within the context of Watchmen, it's kind of weird to talk about.
Yeah.
I didn't get vagina.
Oh no, definitely. I could fish it out. The book, not my vagina.
I just love that there's definitely a contingent of like hardcore 2080, like, all right, these guys really know what they're talking about. That guy said the wrong name. He called them the Death Judges, but we'll let that slide. Just as long as they don't get weird. Oh, vagina monster! Oh, turn this podcast off!
Why are the listeners Otto from The Simpsons?
It works.
At this hour and night, one default. Well, I have two. I have Australian and Otto from The Simpsons.
I like it.
Right.
Anyway, let's put it back.
Dread.
Yes.
Dread.
So, using your example about how there's a lot of stuff out there if you're trying to crack in, Judge Dredd's a perfect example of this, and quite timely, a friend of mine emailed me about 4 or 5 days ago and just said, I want to start reading Judge Dredd, but I don't know where to start.
Mm.
So, and I was like, oh, it's easy. And I thought, actually, it's not. So even though I want to talk about The Dark Judges, which is like one of the most famous storylines, it isn't actually what I would suggest you read first when it comes to Judge Dredd.
What are you doing, Steve?
I know. So I'm already segueing before we even started getting to the meat of this one. Mm. So what I'd say is the reason why I'm saying that is because Judge Death and his compadres, the Dark Judges.
His cabal.
They are like the anti-Judge Dredd, the opposite of Judge Dredd. So I'd say if you've got no familiarity with Dredd, it kind of makes sense to read some of Dredd to kind of get his character, understand his world.
What about watching the movie?
Which one?
2012.
The Superior 95 one.
Oh! See, man, that's it.
What is it about Judge Dredd's twin brother Rico that upsets you so much, Stu?
That bit was okay. It's Rob Schneider, I think, as Fergie.
It's fine.
Oh, yes, he's Lucy's just cringe there. Yeah.
To be honest, I'm just thinking about Carl Urban, so...
Yeah.
Speaking of vagina monsters.
No,
I will go to bat for 95 Judge Dredd.
No, I know you will. I'm not even gonna take that battle on now. I'm just gonna go, yeah, okay. If you've got an understanding of that to be fair, that does have some grounding in the original comics. There are some, I think if you did see that, you know, I'm begrudgingly gonna let you have that.
Yes.
Marginally.
Technically correct.
Yeah,
the
but
best
I would
kind of correct.
Yeah, because you Yeah, because I'm just trying to think what was in it. You get the Cursed Earths in it. You get
Mean Machine.
Yeah.
You get ABC Roberts.
Yeah, you get the whole...
That's just purely pronounced because of his pronunciation. Like, Rabbit! Tear off his arms and legs and leave his head for last. I want to feel everything! Such a cool scene.
That's Anthony Hopkins, that is.
That's an Anthony... Oh, God, my impressions are off tonight. The breakup of... Well, the makeup of the judges, the one walk.
They've got a lot of kind of law in there, which... Mm. Oh, that was a bad pun, accidental, by the way.
The law.
L-O-R-E.
This is literally funny to about three people.
Yeah.
The law.
I would say
to the Carl Urban.
Yes, I would say 2012 is a good one to go for. Yeah. But I would say if you've got the budget and you want to sort of get up to the speed with Dredd and you haven't read the stuff before, there's a series called The Complete Case Files, which I think there are two different prints, one in the States, one in the UK, but they follow a chronological order of all the stories.
Yeah.
So I'd say get volume one. That means you get the early Dredd stuff. It's very dated. It's like late 70s.
Yeah.
But they're like 5-page, 6-page, one-off hits.
Okay.
Introduced to the world. And then I'd say go and get The Cursed Earth Uncensored, which I know we've covered before on our earlier BAM show.
Oh, yeah.
A year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. Mm. Which is basically, it's like a road trip across the radioactive wasteland from Mega City 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to see like some crazy, weird sort of stories and stuff. So that's a kind of nice, introduces the craziness of the world. Then I'd say, for your third book...
Three deep.
Pick up a copy of The Dark Judges, which is available in various formats over the last 40 years, I'd say.
Yeah, I... Again, went a bit Christopher Walken. Yeah, I was like, I bet you this was originally black and white, wasn't it?
Yes,
I felt that. So the one that you've lent me is a lovely hardback, all fully in colour.
Yeah, this is the most recent collection from American publisher IDW. Mm-hmm. It's also available as a softback, but I like to go hard now, as you know.
Sweet Lord.
Good Lord.
So yes, this is a collection of the very first appearance of Judge Death, which was a three-parter in 2000 AD. Those who are unfamiliar with 2000 AD, surely there can't be anyone. it's a British weekly sci-fi comic, and strips were like 5 pages a piece. Mm. So there's, you know, like these days you have that kind of decompressed storytelling where a story will be told over 6 issues, like American style format.
Mm.
Like 2000 AD is a lesson of, you know, condensing down the story in 5 pages.
Yeah.
So the first Judge Death, I think, was 3 parts, so that's like, you know, 15 pages. Introduce you to the character of Death, who is this anti or hyper-exaggerated version of Mega City 1 judges, where the judges, judge, jury, executioner. Judge Death is basically of the mind that anyone living commits crimes, so technically all life is a crime. Okay. So he's basically wiped out his entire dimension.
So he's basically like Skynet.
Yeah.
Right, got it.
Yeah, I'd go for that, yeah.
I just prefaced it like, I like that you've dropped Skynet in there.
Because we watched Terminator 2 last weekend.
We watched Terminator 2.
That's true.
And somewhere, we don't want to date these episodes, but we're going to bring it right back to Terminator 2 and another one we're recording in this setting. Anyway, yeah. What I thought was interesting is you gave us The Dark Judges to read. And I know of Judge Death, but I think he's quite an interesting character because a lot of people describe Judge Dredd as an anti-hero.
Yes.
Mm. Whereas
he's an arsehole.
He is an arsehole. Whereas Judge Death, he's an arsehole. Like,
yeah,
An anti-anti-hero.
Yeah, I mean, actually, these Judge Death had an interesting kind of development. Mm. Like in these ones, it's really dark. And I'm going to take you back to the '80s. So right. Bear with me.
What's happening? That's us being transported back into the '80s.
Oh, okay. I was just like, we having a turn. I was like, oh shit. Okay.
It's 9 p.m. on a Sunday. We're all gone.
We're all gone.
No, we're in the '80s. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
It exists. Fine. Just in the '80s.
So yes. So I first came across Judge Death in the second story, which was the Dark. No, it's called Judge Death Lives, and it introduces the Dark Judges.
Spoilers.
Yeah. So you've got Judge Fear, Judge Fire, and Judge Mortis, who are his buddies.
Yeah.
Who?
It's nice that he has friends.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
To tell you what, Dredd doesn't have any. Well,
yeah,
Anderson, kinda does. Maybe Anderson.
He does. Yeah. Judge Hershey, anyway. That's a deep cut. Anyway, we're going off. So I first came across this when I was probably about 8 and 9.
Oh,
and
wow.
It used to be a thing that my folks would have dinner parties, very 80s dinner parties. So we're talking like...
Black Forest Gatto.
Oh, yeah.
Prawn cocktails.
You went straight to dessert. I'm impressed. No, it's fair.
Oh, okay.
It was prawn cocktail, some kind of steak thing, maybe a goulash, whatever.
Oh. Viennetta.
Yeah. So we used to be like... My mum and her friends would take... alternate months, so like this time I had to go over there as the younger of two boys. My brother managed to go off and do what he wanted, but I had to go along with this dinner party.
Yeah.
Which, brace yourself kids, this is a time when there was only two channels. three at a push. So it involved them basically buying me a comic that I'd have to, see, this is coming back to comics, you see. You weren't sure if this was going.
I was just thinking of Viennetta's.
Yeah, Dessert of Kings. They still do Viennetta's.
They still do them.
Getting for £1 at Iceland.
They're much smaller, or we're much bigger, but they still exist.
Mm.
Ooh. Anyway, at the time I was buying like Spider-Man every week and Eagle. So this particular weekend, you know, I'd already read those comics, so I was allowed to get a new one.
Yeah.
Never a fan of like the funny ones, like Buster and Wizard and Chips, never really appealed.
Yeah.
But there was a copy of 2000 AD on the shelves, which had Judge Death Lives on the cover. The artwork by Brian Bolland, I think, is phenomenal. It looked really, really creepy. My mum, I remember, wasn't that keen on me having it because it looked a bit scary.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, mum. I just, yeah, whatever you said in the 1980s, I don't know.
Please.
Yeah, that was it.
Don't
please,
have a...
mommy.
Yeah.
That's good line, don't have a cow, but you've just instantly taken him down to this creepy peasant wonder.
He was 8.
I know, but he would have said...
I was probably that squeaky.
Spin on please. It.
Yeah.
Mummy, no.
Go watch Dynasty, mum.
Yeah.
I'm clutching.
It's clutching.
I'm clutching.
But I think the only reason I got it was it. I think it had something on like Buck Rogers in the 25th Century. It's around that era. I think it had some kind of thing articles, and that's like one of my favourite shows. So I think I kind of picked it up for that.
I really need to know about what Wilma Deering said.
Yeah.
Well, we all have an awakening.
Yeah, that catsuit. Anyway. Again, we are just going completely off tangent.
Yeah.
Oversharing.
Yeah, so this is like, my memory's quite hazy, so, you know, feel free to message in and go, oh, I think you'll find that issue was actually not that issue, it was something else entirely. But anyway, these are my memories. So yeah, I remember sitting there listening to older parents talking about older parent stuff.
You were going, biddy, 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 what a drag.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, God.
We established that you were into Buck Rogers.
Yes.
That's what I determined was your throwaway insult.
No, not at all, but that's fine. That's fine. So, yes, anyway, so this is why I first came across, like, this imagery of Judge Death, and I remember being quite freaked out by him. I remember my mum not being particularly keen. Mm. So I think at that time, I was sat there reading it in the lounge, and then she's kind of looking over and seeing, like, some of the more gruesome things happening, like Death punching his fist through someone's body.
Yeah, some criminal on the lam.
Well, he kind of phases it through, doesn't he? Yeah. He kind of phases it through and, like, you know, he can just, like, kill you like that. It's great. I mean, it's really, really creepy.
I mean, like you say, it's that masterstroke of 2000 AD, just, like, cutting straight to the chase, because within three panels, it's like, oh, strike a light, I'm running away from them judges, they'll never catch me. And he sees the shadow, and he's like, oh, you've caught me, judges, I'll go quietly. To which Judge Death just goes, whoomph, puts his hand through him. He's like, oh, blimey, I'm scared. And then there you go.
Brilliant. I'm just thinking when they do the inevitable TV series, we definitely have to have a Cockney. Yeah, get Neil as the Cockney. Cockney crime.
Well, you know, it's a mega city. There's probably a mix of all sorts in there.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, we...
We digressed again.
So, yes. So, I would say this is, like, brilliant once you've got an established idea of what Dread's all about.
Yeah.
So, you've read this.
Yes.
You think they're called the Death Judges. So. Yeah.
Read it closely.
Yeah.
I've not read it.
No, it's fine.
But I'm here to learn, here to broaden my horizons.
That's fine.
Playing the role of the listener.
Yeah. Did you ever play the Dread game? Judge Dread game? Because that had the Dark Judges in it.
Oh, wow, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That was right, wasn't it? You played that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't register. It didn't register much like the Dark Judges did. You know, like that made more of an impression. They are an interesting pastiche. They go on sort of like Judge Dredd sort of like encounters all the people that are pastiches of things at the time. So there's a lot of 80s going on in these particular volumes. And just like that one panel that like stands out with me is just the women's keep fit classes in the Anderson files, where it's just high-legged woman looking through her own thigh gap going, oh gosh, what's this? And like the dark...
this was like the when that, because I think that strip was like 83.
Yeah.
So that would have been the height of like, you know, aerobic Saturday. Workout.
Yeah, yeah. And Saturday, yeah. Not even Saturday, like weekday mornings. Yeah. Like before you go to work, there's 10 minutes with like Fit Lizzie or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah. And was it the Green Goddess as well?
Yeah. Wow. But like, it's just...
It's before you were born.
Yeah.
It was just like, you know, like I was finding it quite hard to sort of work out the context of the Dark Judges. Because like we said, you know, Dredd is an anti-hero. Whereas like... just the gloves are completely off with the Dark Judges. They just like just materialize in a women's aerobics center in the mega city.
They
know
what they were doing.
What's up, ladies? I mean, they don't speak like that. Like the comic goes to great lengths to like, let's get a bus and have some chips. But they don't say that. But,
no, but I think they do have like there are like quips or something. I think with the keep fit one, it's something like good to see you're fit to receive justice or something. So it's just like. They do have a good one-liner.
So like the artwork in it is great. It is 80s, but it is great, and like they have a great look about them. But just I was really taken aback by just the sense of fun in this whole comic. Yeah.
Mm.
No, it definitely is. I think this stuff's great, but disappointingly, what they did with the Dark Judges afterwards, it kind of descended into more of a parody.
Yeah.
Where they try to, you know, give Death a backstory, and it ended up being like played for laughs. So his real name's Sydney, for example, in this parallel universe. And it's kind of like, that didn't really work for me. And they've tried to kind of claw it back, where they tried to kind of make them scary again. And currently 2000 AD is doing almost like a prequel series called The Fall of Dead World, which is the world they came from. So it's literally the four Dark Judges before they turned into these kind of demonic creatures when they were still kind of human.
Yeah.
And it's them taking over their universe's Justice Department, and then you know, it's really nasty, it's really horrible, and it's basically it's told from the point of view of a rogue judge who basically turns tail and ends up hooking up with some survivors as they try and overthrow like Sydney.
Sid.
He's still called Sid.
They kept that.
Oh, yeah, they've kept that, and I think because you mentioned the 1995 Abomination movie, and there was a spin-off fortnightly comic around that time in the UK, which was bizarrely aimed at a younger audience, even though the movie I think was a 15.
Mm. Yeah.
So and also it massively bombed. So this I think it was called like Judge Dredd Lawman of the Future was this like new comic, and it was a new take on the character set in the cinematic movie world, so they were able to do stuff fresh.
Yeah.
So their take on Judge Death was he does come from another dimension, but he's actually Judge Dredd from another dimension who's become this kind of creature, which I actually think is that's the only good thing that would have come out of that 1995 movie, was the idea that rather than just be Sidney, he is, you know, Joe Dredd from a parallel universe who's gone to the extreme.
So what is it you like about the Dark Judges collection?
I think for me, a lot of it is probably a certain degree of nostalgia for me, because it's something I remember seeing very, very young, and it was my sort of one of my earliest memories of 2000 AD, and it was just like, this is so beyond Spider-Man and Eagle, which was, you know, Dan Dare, the stuff that I was reading.
Yeah,
yeah. The artwork from Brian Bolland is still really, really good. This particular collection, as you say, is in full colour. I'd still prefer black and white,
because
you know, his line works awesome. Yeah, and it's just crazy. I think something that 2000 AD does or did, definitely back in that era, was it would just throw ideas like ten a penny.
Yeah.
So I think in the first Judge Death story, you've got references to ideas they've had in previous episodes, like the Boing, which is like this miracle spray, which basically you can... It was a one-off five-pager from like a year or so before where people would spray this stuff and it turns into like what are now like Zorb balls.
Oh, wow.
So you kind of almost predicted Zorbing, you know, and then you've got, like you said about the fitness classes, you've one recurring thing in Dread is people live in these city blocks and they're named after famous people, like, but they're very contemporary. So they, I think in this one, the Judge Anderson stories, there's like a massacre in Ronald Reagan block, I think. So there's that kind of like fun references to kind of current, well, what was current back in those days.
I quite liked that they quickly sort of like go down the line of like, you know, Judge Dredd does what Judge Dredd does. He quite quickly works out of just like, I'll find a way to kill these people that are already dead. And he does so several times, like through over the course of like these mini episodes of the Dark Judges. Like he's like, I killed them. And they're like, we are back. Judge Dredd, man, I've killed you again. It's like, surprise, Judge Dredd, we're back this week. And he's like, yeah, and this is how I'm going to kill you this week. And then they sort of shift it towards the sort of tail end of the Dark Judges to it becomes more of like Judge Anderson's focus, the psychic Judge Anderson. I've always found her to be not necessarily a more interesting character, but a great contemporary to Judge Dredd because she has to approach things differently.
Well, she's got more layers because there's not a lot you can do because the idea is Dredd is dedicated to the law and he's not supposed to have emotion. He can't have relationships because it's illegal to have those. So you are kind of limited. But then saying that they have done some interesting story arcs. And I think the next Dark Judges story after this took place a long time afterwards. That's the thing. They didn't overuse them. So it's not like Batman and the Joker where it's like, you know, you'd have the Joker appear on a regular basis. Although saying that, I think they've started to do that over the last 10 years. They've limited the Joker appearances to kind of give them a bit more.
It's more of an event.
Yeah. And again, with these guys, so I think after the Judge Anderson story, you know, they did come back, but it was a good like 5-6 years, and it was a long drawn out story arc called Necropolis, where that's really good, where they eventually take over Mega City 1, and like Dredd is out of the loop. He is defeated. And it's coming back from that. And again, that's what I liked about this, where some like superhero stuff, you know, there's always like a retcon. There's always like a get out. So when some bad stuff happens, you know, say if something happens in New York, if like, you know, something goes wrong and suddenly half of New York's wiped out, you kind of know there'll be a way of Spider-Man being able to pull it back or it'll be an undone. Like with Necropolis, slightly spoiling it for you, like, a lot of the population is decimated.
Yeah.
And they literally, what, you know, clean house, wipe out loads of sort of major supporting characters as well. And it's something that's what made the Dark Judges a kind of a threat because they're a sort of real, you know, cost to what they do.
Yeah.
But then again, after that, they kind of descended into parody.
So this is your chance to basically catch the Dark Judges at their best.
And it's great stuff, you know, and kind of get on board before hopefully we'll get them finally on the screen. Which in the Netflix.
He's in talks again.
Yeah. Is it Netflix or is it just they haven't optioned who they're going to go for, have they?
Yeah. They're in talks again, though.
Was that Carl Urban?
My boy.
Yeah. Which would be great. And hopefully we'll get to see him punch Judge Fear and his pals in the face.
Yeah. I'll take that any day of the week. All right.
That's Dark Judges.
That is The Dark Judges. You can pick it up in various formats. Like Stu says, there's a hard and soft version. Or you can get it online.
An electronic one.
There's an electronic one. I think there's like a black and white collection as well. If you go on eBay, you can probably find old collections from the 80s and 90s. It's available in various formats in one way or the other.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, although we're trying to give you the definitive list, it is worth saying that like any dip into Judge Dredd at any point is always going to unearth some gold at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely worth your time. All right. Well, thank you for listening. That was The Dark Judges. You can find us online at BAM Comic Cast on Twitter. We've got our Facebook post as well. You can email us at
BAM@deadgoodmedia.com.
Yeah. Mm. Let us know your favourite Dredd stories. And if you want to find us individually, I am Neil Gortz on Twitter with a Z.
I'm Lucy James Games.
And I'm Stu Nami.
And until then, the right weapons are about to be judged.
I was waiting for that.
10 years, Aizuku.
Oh, 10 years, that's an even better one. The law. Robert! Oh, what a film.
I'm just really upset now. Sorry.